saw to it that she was no longer a virgin.
The evil study group, and we have but one evil.
As she climbs in the cab, she says,
"Son, I'm your dad."
No.
Ohatmu or Not covers the official handbook of the Marvel Universe Deluxe Edition, an encyclopedia series published from 1985 to 1988 by Marvel Comics. This was the second volume of the official handbook, or Ohatmu for short, with more pages and more art pulled from the comics themselves. And we cover it in the style of the Legion of Super Bloggers famed Hot or Not feature, with several panelists with little to no knowledge of the Marvel Universe giving their first impressions of each character, its look, concept, and story. Warning, we don't cover each issue all in one go, but a few characters at a time. Double warning, if I know my guests, listener discretion is advised. Ohatmu or Not is a proud member of the Fire and Water Podcast Network. This is your host, Siskoid of Siskoid's Blog of Geekery, and with me today are...
I'm Elise, Havana Nights from Hot or Not.
This is Isabel, co-creator of the YouTube channel Mindlinked, and lip balm on Hot or Not.
This is Natalie, co-creator of the YouTube channel Mindlink, also DJ Nut on Hot or Not.
This is Josie, art girl from Hot or Not.
This is Shotgun from Hot or Not.
Episode 9, Balder to Batroc's Brigade.
Balder.
Jeez.
An adventurous god, Norse god, with a strong sense of responsibility and loyalty, Balder was essentially Thor's best friend, often led the Warriors Three into battle, and even dated Sif for a while, but somehow hasn't made it into the movies. Because a prophecy foretold that his death would trigger Ragnarok, Thor's mother Frigga cast a spell to make him invulnerable to anything but mistletoe, a necessary weakness, because magic. It's too bad Loki knows this. Pictured on the next page, going into battle in his new and his original outfit. That's his original outfit here. Here on horseback, and here punching four trolls at a time.
Just four?
Because one troll is not enough.
I'm not impressed with four.
Okay, where to begin?
I mean, there's fur boots. So much going on in that outfit.
The fur boots are silly.
If you try to remove his clothes with your mind,
it will take
you
forever.
Can see, well, yeah, it will take forever, but you can see that he's not that bulky himself. It's just everything.
Yeah, his legs has been made slender. To
like. Maybe he's overcompensating.
Oh, that's
maybe
what I feel.
Maybe he's very.
He looks like a samurai transformer.
yes,
a transformer. Switched kind of. Like, he's midway.
No, even his cape.
What's going
like,
on with the cape?
The cape is like, crazy.
It has its own, like, lift.
Gravitational.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't insert to any gravitational law.
And there's, like, this weird space. It's like it's split in two.
But then it joins. But then it joins somewhere, like, behind his body, because on the bottom, it's just one piece.
One cape isn't enough. He needs two capes sewn together.
His stuff, like, his outfit is so bulky. He kind of does need two capes.
And his helmet, it looks like those are, like, you know when you play you know when you play golf and you have like the fuzzy things that you put on top
of
your
god
sticks?
Yes,
yeah,
it's like socks.
Yeah, but they look like a baby bird face.
I was seeing a pineapple, like when you slice the pineapple.
Okay. Yeah.
What do you see in this costume?
I don't know, but it's weird.
There's too much going on.
This was really,
I don't know where to look.
This was really new at the time.
Okay.
This outfit, and I don't think he wore it much.
No.
This is how we knew him.
That's a better option.
The chainmail with the little helmet.
That looks far more like a Norse.
It looks like a nice melon hat.
Wear. Because, yes. I mean, why are there, what is up with the polka dots on his legs in the other one?
And the boots and the hip thing.
Well,
and
it's Balder. He needs fur balls.
No.
I don't think that's the explanation.
Balls.
How many?
And the color palette, orange and red. And
I really don't like the part of the costume. Yeah, the crotch part is what is
it
going on?
It is weird that like we would see the bulge. Like there's a cutout.
Oh my god, there's a cutout.
Is it a cutout?
I don't know.
Maybe it's just another piece of fabric.
Yeah, it's not because the crotch would be higher. It would be like here.
That's confusing.
Because if his crotch is there, that's really weird.
That's bad. No.
I think.
I hope.
I can't tell anymore. I've looked at it too long now.
Oh, no.
Okay, let's look at the original outfit. Way better.
Melon hat.
It's much better.
Okay, his hats simplistic. Are just fruit.
It's apples and melons. I like what I can see of his face.
Yeah.
He looks handsome.
That one makes me think of the old books where the guy's riding the horse going towards the lady, like... Just in a field.
Prince Charming.
Yeah, not just Prince Charming, but like Mr. Rochester in Jane Eyre or there's Darcy like in Pride and Prejudice, just like riding in the horse with the cape and everything. Just
there's something right charming about riding a horse. I find it kind of funny that it's mistletoe that he's weak to.
That's hilarious. That's, he would not enjoy Christmas.
I would be sad.
He wouldn't. He's Norse.
Not just that, but it's such a huge tradition.
Imagine bringing him over for Christmas and then you have to deal with that. That's
and it's like,
that's,
you have to explain it to your parents.
I think
like,
the way Ragnarok starts is that Loki dips... an arrow, or no, it was Hodur. It makes Hodur the old man with the blind old man.
Yeah.
Loki manipulated Hodur into
goddamn
shooting Baldur with an arrow tipped with mistletoe.
So he died.
That's what sparks Ragnarok
in the legend. Reaction.
I find it interesting that it says that he's publicly known on Earth, although the general public of Earth does not believe him to be a god of Norse mythology.
That's what it says with all the Norse gods.
Oh, okay.
So they don't think like he's a reporter or something.
No, they think that these guys are superheroes. Guy.
But okay, so the
using those names.
The arrow was dipped into mistletoe.
At a Christmas party.
Yeah, whatever. But, I mean, my question is, at a Christmas party, how would he react to the mistletoe? Is it like kryptonite?
Yeah.
Or Superman?
Or does he just the smell of it, or does he need to eat it?
Does he have an EpiPen, is what I'm wondering.
He should have one. It's a security measure.
How would you get an EpiPen through the harbor?
That would be a challenge.
And you're supposed to put it in the thigh, too.
Maybe that's why he's so dressed up. He's really afraid of mistletoe.
That's sad.
Although, you know what? It could be worse. Like, I feel like you don't cross mistletoe that often.
I wouldn't know. True.
Like, when do you see mistletoe except Christmas?
2 weeks.
I don't
Christmas.
Even see it at Christmas.
Exactly.
So I feel like that's not that big of a deal.
What's the actual usage of mistletoe?
To kiss.
To have people kiss on there.
But there's no, like, ancient kiss. Potion use for it?
Probably this for
druids used it.
So he just has to stay away from druids.
In Christmas.
You know what? I think that's a good rule to live by for everyone. And, stay away from druids.
And it's a good excuse to not see your family.
Yeah. Really allergic to mistletoe.
Even if I go, I need to go home. I need to burn the clothes. Deep scrub.
Baldur, hot or not?
I want pineapples.
Hey, that's a good answer.
I think I like what I see of his face. I like that he's not too bulky, but I don't get what he's trying to compensate for.
Well, and just he looks so sad. Like he has a frowny face. I don't know. I don't like what I see from the face.
What's his eyes look so pretty.
What color is his eyes?
Oh, we'll find out.
It's written here, no?
What's his personality again?
He's the loyal friend.
Blue eyes, I mean.
He's noble. He's all the good traits.
He's all the good traits.
He's a noble,
he's best friend with Thor.
Person.
He can't be that bad.
I hope that's his description on, like,
But you know how Thor is...
All the good traits.
Thor is a bit of a player.
Yeah.
Well, Baldur's like the faithful friend who is, he's the better example. Like, Odin is probably always going, why can't you be more like...
Aww. That's not a good thing to say, though.
Why can't thou be more like Baldur?
Okay, can
because
I just...
that's just not nice to compare people.
That when we're the whole purpose of this show is to critique people.
I have an issue with his name, basically because the first
Baldur.
Because before
Baldur.
I actually no, it, no. When you can actually misread it,
Baldur?
Whatever a bladder.
No.
I don't know, that's what I saw the first when we turned the page.
I mean, I hope he doesn't have a bladder issue. That's a lot of clothes that they call
him. He drinks cranberry juice every
day. I hope there's a bladder boy somewhere.
It just makes you instantly need to pee.
And I already pee on.
I feel like that power would really screw over some people.
Oh, yeah.
In the middle of an epic fight and you're like, fuck. Ah.
Sidious in your armor. You.
Unless you're Iron Man, that's okay, right? He has a thing that...
Yeah, yes, Iron Man too. He drinks it afterwards.
Yay. I like him. The suit is just a little silly to me. There's too much going on.
Yeah, it's difficult for me to say if he's hot or not because of the suit.
What his personality great. Is about.
You know what? I would have difficulties just to be seen with this guy. Shots fired. No, but the reason is I... Imagine, I mean, no one would notice you.
No, that's
never. Yeah.
And I need attention, okay? I want my attention. Please give me attention.
But
what if he's wearing the other wardrobe?
My God, actually, if he goes to fight, it's literally a wardrobe.
Huh.
Oh.
Mm. I feel like my mother would really like him.
Yeah.
But my grandmother would judge his outfit.
He's maybe a tinge generic.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like he's a slightly too goody-two-shoes sort of vibe. He's not that interesting because of that, but I like him in general.
Maybe that's why his outfit is so weird.
It's just like, yeah. I'm cool. I have personality. Look at all these things. Ooh. Have you seen my pineapple hat?
How many polka dots am I wearing?
You can't tell.
Many women fell in love with Baldur, including Skaldr, the wife of Njord, who wanted to marry him, but Baldur remained passive.
Dear God.
Ooh.
Baron Mordo, Doctor Strange's greatest enemy, this evil wizard wanted to become Sorcerer Supreme and went so far as to kill his and Strange's mentor to do it. It backfired and Doctor Strange became Sorcerer Supreme. Baron Mordo is obsessed with power. If you don't use magic, you're nearly invisible to him, unless he can use you as a pawn. Here pictured in astral form, casting a spell at Doctor Strange. And on the next page, using all sorts of magic tricks, from eldritch blasts to mind control to summoning servants.
To taking up bunnies from hats.
Summoning servants just seems like he'd have like a bell.
But it's a magical bell, like it's like super high powered.
Yeah.
I don't like that it's
like Green Lantern.
Like evil Green Lantern.
Like... goatee Green Lantern.
Exactly, so evil Green Lantern.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, it's the darkest timeline.
I'm a fan of the print on his cape. It's very interesting.
Printed capes are rare.
Yeah,
they're rare. I've never
seen it.
That's cool.
I'm not a fan of his face.
Just all of it.
A big mistake.
His hairline's receding. That's sad.
He has big bushy eyebrows, which are scary.
And they're... It looks... He just looks mean. He's evil, so it's no surprise, but...
His name is Carl Amadeus?
Carl? Another villain named Carl?
But it's a K.
Carl Amadeus Mordo.
Carl with a K. Darkest timeline!
I mean...
Maybe that's why he goes by Baron Mordo.
That's intense. Is he actually... Does he hold the title of
yes,
Baron?
Yes, I think so. Is he relative to a viscount? So I guess he is.
Fun.
The general public does not know that Baron Mordo is a sorcerer. That's not actually his superhero name. That's his name.
It's his legit name.
That's something.
You can't be a good guy with those long black things sticking out of
it's
your chest.
It's very maleficent.
I was just going to say, it's very maleficent.
Those are superpowers.
Look at him doing stuff.
It's this one. Could he just not go around the corner?
No, fuck it, I'm going through this wall.
I'm going into astral form so I can go through this wall.
When the corner is just like a feet away.
That's just lazy.
Yeah, he's just showing off.
Oh, yeah.
He is, because... If you don't use magic, you're nothing to him.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
He has to use magic to validate himself.
You know what
himself.
I would wonder? How does he feel about magic tricks? Like, if I'm really good at cards, what does this guy think?
Technically, we're nothing to him, because we're not magical. I mean, we're slightly magical, but...
More enchanting.
I stopped the rain the other day.
I'm a unicorn at the gym. But no, the fact that I would mean nothing to him would make... I would not enjoy that. It just makes me mad.
No, it's not cool.
But for the magic thing, would he just not understand magic? So it's like, oh my God, it was the Ace of Hearts!
Impressed. That's his one weakness is just like magic tricks. It's like, oh, where did that bird come from? What?
What?
Can I just say that the face with the bunch of faces around it is a bit of a nightmare fuel?
Also, is that, yeah, it's like people from around the world. It's really...
He's like communicating with others.
And this one looks like a banana.
I was going to say a pilgrim, but okay.
No, a banana.
Communicates. I'm hungry. He keeps eating fruit.
No, I'm not. Actually.
Can he communicate with the other pineapple guy? Maybe that's why the hat is a receptor.
Oh, can they be, if they meet together, can they call each other the fruit salad?
Please, yes. I don't like, his hair is too long. For the fact that it is receding.
Yeah,
it's like he's holding on to what he has left, and he's oh, my hair.
You think he could magic some hair back?
Yeah, magic your hair, Baron Mordo.
Maybe he likes the look of it.
This line right here, the light green line on his crotch is very,
penis!
What?
Yeah. Why is there? Looks like a cross. What? Which is very confusing.
Why is it always a theme to why can it not just be blank? It always has to have lines, polka dot things that should just makes it look penis-like.
They want us to think about penises.
Yes.
Comic books are thinking about penises. I
think about them enough, not in comic books.
Baron Mordo, hot or not?
No. He's going to be an enemy to Doctor Strange, which is played by Benedict Cumberbatch.
Your heart is broken.
Get out of the way. I don't even want to see you. You're nothing to me because I'm nothing to you.
Jeez. In a dark timeline, it would still be a no.
Yeah, no, I'm physically, psychologically,
he looks
magically, I'm completely turned off.
Yeah. And he looks a bit too old.
He does look too old for
us. He looks older than my dad.
He's like 105.
Whoa, okay.
Well, definitely older than your dad.
That's not actually true, I just said that.
I don't think there's an age thing.
At least 60.
I mean, his hair is gray.
He's six feet, which is more logical than other heights.
Yeah, 6 feet is a good height. Wear heels.
Nice.
I don't know.
Physically, his body isn't too, muscly and stuff.
Well, his arms are pretty huge.
Not bad. You take out the face. I'm okay.
Without the head.
Just decapitate him, and
we'll
see. If only
he was a Lego, and we could just, pop on Captain America's head or something.
Yeah. But Iron Man.
He's still quite ripped for someone that works with magic.
Yeah, that's true.
He spends a lot of time at the gym.
He says he possesses the normal human strength of a man of his age, height, and build who engages in no regular exercise.
Well, you don't say age is.
That's not true.
That's also a lie.
That's a lie. Look how ripped he is.
But magic steroids?
It depends. If he does a lot of gardening work. My dad is at a certain age, and he's still very built because he does a lot of gardening, but I don't know.
So he's interested in magic and herbs.
Oh, yeah. Makes sense.
You need to make potions. I don't think he makes potions, but he could.
No. Yeah, I would think.
Does he have a cauldron?
I've never been to his kitchen.
Get on it! Well, there's not a floor plan of his kitchen? Come on.
He's a baron. Come on. He clearly has a cauldron or two.
Or two. A spare one, you see.
Well, you always need a spare.
Yeah, I mean...
For special occasions.
If you're having a really big potion party, you need to make two batches.
Or at Halloween, there's one with a potion and one with water and apples.
This guy does not host a Halloween party.
Maybe with his servants that he commands.
Yeah, he commands them to bob for apples. Yeah.
He commands them to appear because no one showed to his party.
Now I kind of feel bad.
I'm not going to his party.
But he could magic decorations. There could be a piñata!
Probably filled with sadness and despair.
Of all the timelines, this is clearly the darkest, which is why I propose we commit to being evil. I made us all black goatees out of felt. I suggest you put them on until you're able to grow your own.
Baron Zemo.
Another Baron.
Oh, God.
Recently seen in Captain America Civil War.
What? Really?
Without his trademark pink and purple costume, Helmut Zero is the son of one of Captain America's World War II era Nazi foes, the original Baron Zemo, who was, in the comics, responsible for Cap falling into the ice and Bucky being left for dead. Zemo the Elder was responsible for his own death while battling the recently resurrected Captain America, and Zemo the Younger now wants revenge. Among his arsenal, we find Adhesive X, the strongest glue imaginable, which he once tried to kill Cap and Falcon with. It backfired and he was doused with a super hot liquid, leaving him horribly disfigured. Another reason to hate Cap. A power-hungry conqueror like his father, he's forever obsessed with destroying Captain America. He was the villain of Civil War.
What's up with the rural dotted fur?
But yeah, this is very Cruella de Vil.
I think of, like, royalty, like, on the royalty crown, it's fur that's dotted.
Zemo reminds me of the Slovak word Zima, which is winter, and for me, it makes sense that he has winter boots.
Yeah, but why so few?
I don't know.
It's not much. I mean, it's just
decorative.
Embellishment.
Yeah, it's embellishment. Except it's not really embellishing it.
No.
You know?
I feel like the puffy sleeves don't make sense.
And it's not very flattering.
And the gloves. I have those gloves under my kitchen sink.
Well, the gloves are, they're like different lines in it. Stripe. It's like it's made from different pieces, and that would be very hard to craft.
Same with the boots, though.
And I can't imagine, like, all those seams. It must be hard to use at the start. Oh, inconvenience.
His face is a little bit Spider-Man-y.
His mask. Because his face is
not his
terrifying.
Real face. Like, the mask face. No, kind of a Spider-Man vibe.
Also kind of Deadpool-y.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The face idiotic. Also.
That face is horrifying.
It really is.
He looks really surprised too. Did it just happen in that picture?
Or like he was washing
his face? I think he's revealing it.
Oh. Yeah, like, I find it's like he was washing his face and someone came into the bathroom and it's like, oh god!
I mean, that sucks. Like, I feel bad for him for that. Like, yeah. I know he's a bad guy, but that sucks.
But he tried to super glue a bunch of people on a thing.
Super glue a bunch of people on a thing.
No, the best
comics.
What was the best glue? It was the best glue on Earth.
Adhesive X.
No, that's Gorilla Glue is the best glue.
Other glues are still available, though.
Not a sponsor.
It's holding up my glasses.
Again, if you want to become a sponsor,
we could talk about gorillas.
Adhesive X sounds like the most made up product ever.
And as it soon as you put X at the end of it, I'm like, no.
I don't know why it makes me think of Velcro.
Okay, I can see
you know,
that.
Like he would put them on a wall and just like, ha, you're stuck. I don't know why.
Do you put Velcro people to walls?
Try it home. Tell us how it went.
Send us pictures in the comments. I don't know about the whole belt and the little thingy on the thing.
Like, it looks like those things that musicians have to play harmonicas.
Oh.
But what is the purpose of it?
And it's not at his mouth.
I think it's tied to his face cape.
Is
thing.
It so that he can take that part off?
Oh, that might be it. Because
okay, I get that.
He might want to have it stay in place, just not to reveal his face. Hideous face.
Did he design, like, the lower part, then get his face burned, and then he's like,
that's why
he
doesn't
like
match?
A top part to sort
it
of,
it does
like
look like two different costumes.
Yeah,
and exactly, and the color's not the same, because it's the same fabric, but this one's older, so it went through
a
lot
purple,
more.
And
that
is pink.
True, we're just, like
right? This was his look, which is based on his father's look. His father had, a more primitive look to this costume, like a similar crown thing, but this was his look, and then he got horribly burned, and now he's got something to hide, but he was still wearing the hood.
Okay, so this
so he
is
was
the
wearing it before.
Yeah.
Our theory
it's just,
is better.
It looks like two different costumes.
Yeah. It's kind of weird.
The fact that it's both pink, but a brighter pink, really doesn't look good.
And I mean, it would make sense to have different color maybe around the collarbone, but this low,
it's kind of weird. It
doesn't make sense to me.
Also, the belt is slightly wrestler championship.
It really is, yeah.
What the hell?
What's up with this guy is how I feel about it.
Yeah.
I'm too confused.
He's a mess.
Okay, and when you're saying that it was the villain in Civil War.
Yep.
I mean, it was there at the beginning, but was he there all along?
Yeah, he's the guy that he plays the psychologist who...
Yeah, his face is just isn't burned.
He's the guy who programs Bucky. But,
oh, because I thought it you were talking... Oh, I thought...
Not Crossbones.
Yeah, exactly. I thought it was Crossbones.
Not Crossbones.
We were talking about... Okay, no.
The main villain.
Okay, the main villain.
The uncostumed main villain.
Okay. I like that actor, actually. That's just a general statement.
So Baron Zemo, hot or not?
Not.
No.
Nine?
He's German.
I'm glad. Yeah, he's a Nazi.
Nine. Oh, no.
Is he a Nazi?
Well, of course. He's the son of a Nazi. Fighting Captain America. Exactly.
Son of a Nazi sounds like... son of a Nazi. That is my new favorite swear word.
it's gonna be a thing. No way.
Oh yeah. Yeah, we've just created something.
Son, your daddy was a Nazi transvestite. The goose-stepping man of the night. High-heel jackboots, a pair of pink pants, a leather trench coat, oh so tight. Black suspendies and a pair of seam nylons, legs like living Holly. Once it tried on a pair of mama's knickers, he was never quite the same again. Never been the same again.
That's my boy.
Batroc's Brigade.
Oh my god.
You know Batroc as the unconvincingly Algerian villain played by Quebec's Georges St-Pierre in The Winter Soldier. But Batroc Zolipeur is actually French in the comics in the most cliche, caricatured sort of way.
Oh my god, look at him.
An egotist who thinks his skills are enough to defeat any opponent, Batroc fought Captain America a number of times using Savat, but sometimes recruited other villains on bigger projects, among them Machete and Zaran, the Weapons Master. We'll keep these for later.
Okay.
What do you think of Batroc?
Oh my god. You can't help but, like, you feel that he has an accent. Like an obnoxious accent.
Well,
really
just look at his posture and the way he twirls his mustache.
Like,
I'm
twirling my mustache.
I am so French.
Here's my baguette.
This is exactly how he is in the comics.
Perfect.
Dear God. What,
he always has a baguette? Love it.
And of course, he had to be personified by a barman from Quebec.
Yeah, so that was incredibly weird just for people out there. It was incredibly weird for us to watch that movie because it's clearly a Quebec accent.
It's annoyingly a Quebec
accent. It's hilarious to listen to.
He has like one word. What does he say?
Oh, attends, appelle, oh no, I don't remember. Anyway, you'll put the clip, right?
The clip will be in there.
Appelle Durand. Je veux qu'on s'arrache dès que la rançon arrive.
And it was really funny, like, especially because, I mean, we know that guy. Like, he's a famous guy, but the accent was hilarious.
When you actually know that that's not a French accent.
Yeah, like, and I understand that like, if you don't understand the language, it just sounds like French. But for us, it was hilarious.
It's ridiculous.
It's noticeable.
And the way that everyone reacted in the theater, they just laughed. It was incredible. Like,
no, you're not from France.
Or Algeria.
You're not fooling anyone here.
I love that you can say his name, like if you had a French accent, you'd be like, Batroc! Mm-hmm.
It's aggressive. In Batroc. A very French way.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Georges Batroc?
Plus he has a Zorro mask. I mean, you just...
And a mustache. Yes.
I mean, that's
Zorro have a mustache?
Yes, he does.
Okay, going.
He does.
And, I mean, his suit is yellow and sort of like a reddish
maroon
thing.
I think it's like orange and maroon.
It's just wine and cheese. It's just wine and cheese.
Oh,
no. It's wine and cheese.
Oh, my no. God.
Wine and cheese.
Wine and cheese.
Guys, we should totally go get wine and cheese.
Yeah. Do it.
And among his friends, we have Zaran, the Weapons Master, likes to pit himself against martial arts masters, looking for opponents that can actually challenge him. He's a master of every conceivable martial arts weapon.
His name is Maximilian.
Maximilian. Ah. He's a citizen of Great Britain.
Oh, sorry.
It's actually Maximilian, yeah.
He looks like there's a bunch of snakes on him.
Yeah, what's up with the ropes? Kinda,
oh. Is what his is hair?
Too many snakes.
Wait. No, that's something attached. Is it his hair?
That's like a big ponytail, yeah.
So is this his...
Huh.
What is this then?
I think these are supposed to be little size or something that he can throw.
Weapons? Oh, basically.
The belt is like a rope that he can choke people with. Everything he has is a weapon.
You see that the pattern on his belt is a sword that he's holding. Huh.
Why is it the same color as his hair? That's really confusing.
I don't know, but
the enemy.
But my question is that part of his mask or is it a mustache?
Mustache. I wanted it to be a mustache.
It's a mask, but...
Damn it.
Because it could be a mustache with that hair color.
That would have been such a great mustache.
I don't hate the mask. The mask is actually kind of cool.
It's a little bit, hangman-ish?
It really is. Yeah. It looks like a hangman, but with way too many weapons.
It's like really
I kind of like that he's bare-chested. He has this huge mask and he's completely bare-chested.
I was going to say, I like the bare-chested, but
I feel like it's confident.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need protection on my chest. I'm that good.
I'm an expert in every single martial arts weapon.
Like, bring it on.
Bring it. He doesn't even have, like, a bunch of scars or anything.
And he has... The pants are nice, too. They look fitted
nice. They almost look like leather. Dress pants.
I thought it was, like, leather pants, but... That actually fit.
Like, he's wearing a suit, but he forgot half of it.
And that's perfectly okay.
He's dressed to kill. What's his personality like? Just
villains.
Wants to kill people.
Nice.
He likes to challenge other martial artists. He wants to prove he's the best.
Okay. That's a bit.
Well, I appreciate,
it's a kung fu motivation.
Ambition.
Yeah. Ambition and drive, but it's like, show off.
I feel like he's actually the real, like, silent, actual good martial art dude. And then there's just Batroc there going all like, woo!
I have the wine, guys!
Je suis français!
Yes, Batroc, we know.
And the other one is Machete, who sees himself as the liberator of the island nation of San Diablo, working to raise money to fund a successful revolution. Knives are his thing.
Oh. Well, we all have a skill, right?
Machetes.
I'm not usually that into long hair, but his hair is fabulous.
He does have nice hair.
There's always a wind machine close by. Mm-hmm. Like, every time they strike a pose, it's like, guys, wait! Put on the fan. Zzz. Okay, we're going.
Is it any relation to the film Machete?
Yeah.
No. It's not a Marvel character.
No. Okay.
But, it's a lot of the same.
I feel like
it probably would be inspired to a certain extent.
And you should watch it and look into credits.
Yeah. And I like the color patterns. Like, the grand, the green.
The outfit actually looks, like, practical. Yeah. Like, I feel like...
It looks good and practical.
It makes sense. Like, this is not a silly outfit. This is an outfit...
Yeah.
That makes sense.
There's pockets, because you need stuff.
Yeah. And I mean, storage and protection.
He's listed as a villain, but depending on what's the situation in that country, maybe he's a hero, depending how you write the history?
I love how we all looked up at you and waited for the answer from above.
When you get only a quarter of a page.
Yeah.
You're not all that important.
Yeah.
So I don't always know
how
you arced.
Right now, are we actually judging every character for himself or for the Batroc's Brigade?
And
Which is a great name.
I love the name, and I love that it's not just his French friends.
Yeah, international.
Yeah.
Big Brigade.
Where is Machete from?
San Diablo.
Oh.
Wherever it is.
So, Batroc's Brigade, hot or not? Which are hot, which are not?
I think it's pretty clear. Zarin and Machete's Brigade.
Yeah, Zarin is my favorite, I think.
Yeah, we're followed by
Machete and then Batroc.
We're kicking out Batroc.
Batroc is the mascot.
He looks like a cartoon character.
Yeah, the other
and
two
the
look
other
badass.
Two are legitimate, badass.
He kind of reminds me of the Tick. Is that a thing?
Except he's completely blue, but...
Yeah, but, like, the attitude. I feel like that's sort of silliness.
He seems
but
silly.
But sometimes you need someone who's not an expert, but who's good at networking to bring people together. So maybe that's his role in this brigade.
So he's a good kickboxer. He's an expert kickboxer.
And in charge of admin.
He's in charge of communications.
He tweets for them.
Yeah,
he
puts the business cards. And Instagram.
And Instagram is just pictures of himself.
Of course.
You may
what we do, Iddies.
Okay.
They just don't understand our jobs.
We're communicators.
But it's a lot more when you don't also have to commit crimes.
Right. Yeah. Okay, my favorite's machete. Machete?
Machete.
Machete.
Machete?
Machete.
I like it.
I want to put his machete's face or head on Zarin because I like the topless, but I like the hair on... I want to combine these two somehow.
Mm, and would be leave cool. Batroc.
Batroc is kicked out. He's not... He's long gone.
I'm just trying to find alliteration, because I like the Batroc's Brigade alliteration. It's like Zarin's...
Zumba Club!
Machete Marching Band!
It's after school activities.
I love it.
You have to do something to decompress at the end of the day.
So you just stab instruments.
No. Zumba is good exercise, and then there's a marching band, something for the brain.
Yeah.
Maybe Zumba counts as a form of martial arts.
I'm sure it is.
Je suis enchanté. Où est la bibliothèque? Voilà mon passeport. Ah, Gérald Depardieu. Baguette.
Baguette.
Foudou fa fa. Foudou fa 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 fa. Foudou fa fa. Aïe.
Greetings, podcast listener. Do you like?
Gotcha, ma.
Or maybe...
Dragon! Flame!
How about...
Tatsuo! Anida!
Or...
Our Star Blazers!
Or this...
After the desire for blood cools all, the only hope left is the one they call... D.
Or this...
Gene! Grappler ships dead ahead!
It wouldn't be fun otherwise! Let's do it!
If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you should check out Anime Freaks, hosted by Dr. Bill Robinson and me, Gene Hendricks. Anime Freaks is a monthly podcast covering all things anime. It is available at twotruefreaks.com and on iTunes under Two True Freaks Presents Anime Freaks.
And that's the end of issue one, finally.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
You mean we're not doing the glossary?
Let's look at the cover for some final thoughts. Cool. This is everyone racing.
Boo, Angel, Boo. He should be on top.
Yeah.
Armadillo is way too small.
He's too small, should be on top.
He should be huge.
Over.
Batroc's huge.
Oh my god, he has white hair.
Cool.
Baldur.
Whoa! Baldur,
white hair, yeah.
Baldur. Hey, it's Baldur.
Whoa! He looks so different.
Oh my god! If would have. Oh,
he looks handsome. This version
Aurora
is way
has
hotter.
A cape now.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh,
she's still cool.
Oh yeah.
It's more like a scarf than a cape. It's very.
Yeah,
fashionable.
Aurora wears a.
It's
a scarf.
When it's cold in Montreal, you put a scarf.
And look at that guy riding a dragon.
That's Argon.
Oh, and
come
look,
on.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus!
I'd just like to point out
Zola
is breaking the fourth wall!
His face staring directly
at your
us
boobs.
Is
at the
terrifying.
Boobs.
That's the weird thing. Everyone's like aggressively running in a direction and he's just staring at the
that
leader.
Is
like,
super what? Weird. I like to imagine this is all them running towards an ice cream truck.
And you'll see, it's a long one. Each issue, you can see the feet of the people that
so they're
will be in the next issue.
That's so great. Cool. I love
that.
Really cool.
Oh, and Man's flying an ant. And Pegasus.
No, it's Aragorn. The fake Zoro guy here.
El Aguila.
El Aguila.
Oh, yes.
And who's
Jason Statham.
Jason Statham.
Oh my god! Here's Arcade.
Oh, I don't like
them. You see his shoes!
Oh, the Arcade shoes!
Perfect.
That's worst part. I mean, look at all the memories of the last 4 months.
Five. By now. Do you have any favorite?
Armadillo.
Armadillo is a fan favorite from us, I think.
Ant-Man
also.
Awesome.
I have two. It's Armadillo and
Aragorn.
Both animals? That says a lot.
Actually, I must say that I think that one of my favorite is Angel because it's so fun to hate.
True.
It's like Sun Boy.
Yes, exactly. He's our Sun Boy.
Good job, Angel.
I don't think we hated Angel that much. It's just it scandalized everyone.
Yeah. We were just indifferent, and he's like, he's a rich boy. Yeah, we were lukewarm,
but everyone was like,
the pretty boy is not loved by all.
Scandal.
We gave hope to nerds everywhere.
And for real, Baldur, like, if we take everything out and everything that we judged before, like, he looks handsome as hell.
Yeah, they should have shown his face.
Like, Silver Fox, you were right. He was handsome.
He does look a little bit like Richard Gere.
Oh! Art credits. Baldur by Walt Simonson. Baron Mordo by Paul Smith. Baron Zemo by Mike Zeck. Batroc's Brigade by Paul Neary.
Leave us comments wherever you can find the podcast, whether the Fire and Water Network website, the Fire and Water Network Facebook page, or through Twitter. The hashtag is FWPodcasts, plural. We'd love to hear from you about, well, I guess these four characters and concepts, but on the show in general. Until next time, be hot, don't be not.
Benedict Cumberbatch is art. People are using tissues.
Hi, Future Mike!
Hello!
Future Editing Mike!
You hate us!
Sorry for everything.
I'd like to formally apologize for the table and,
the table of contents?